Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of Pentecost. What happened then, what the feast proclaims, is the Spirit of God coming into and shaping the lives of people. This is God's Spirit, the very same Spirit we see in Jesus, now coming to inhabit the lives of people who had come to know and follow Jesus. Now that Spirit comes to shape the love, shape the desires they will come to find within themselves. Now that Spirit comes to stretch their love, to stretch them all the way to the love they see in Jesus. They will be shaped and stretched all the way into the very same love that says to our world, take and eat, my life given for you. Take and drink, my life poured out for you. It's this birthing work of the Spirit, prompting and pushing us to become the lover we see in Jesus. It's this work of the Spirit that brings us to today's celebration of Mary, Mother of the Church. And here, what I find most helpful for our prayer and reflection is to consider the icons of Mary as Mother of the Church. Typically, she is seated, and either in her body or on her lap, there's Jesus, the young, growing Jesus. Here, Mary is reverently recognized as where, how, through whom Jesus comes to flesh and fullness in our world. Mary, who said yes to God's Spirit, let it be done to me according to your word. This Mary bears and brings forth Jesus, truly Son of God and truly Son of Mary and Joseph. It is this being the where, the how, the one through whom Jesus comes to flesh and fullness in our world. It's through being that way that Mary models the church. She models to us the way, the who and how we are to be in this world. We are the people into whom Christ has breathed his own Spirit, the Spirit of his own life and love. That Spirit, Jesus' Spirit, God's own Spirit, has been breathed into us, is truly there within us, pushing and prompting us to ways of living and ways of loving that we see in the Gospels, ways that are always full of grace. How often have we prayed, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. That prayer is now being acted out in our own lives. We are full of grace. The Lord is with us, coming to visible birth in us through our decisions to live and love as he did. As Mary reverently nurtured Jesus, just so should we learn to reverence the love and life within us. Let us truly reverence our deep down desires full of life and love. truly, it is the Lord.